really a gratifying win today. Our team is resilient. Might question it after one come from behind, and maybe two, or maybe three, or maybe four. It just seems like our team comes alive and plays hard and really wants to win. And I've just been amazed and impressed by how they played in the fourth quarter. I think Cincinnati's a very good team. Coach Tuberville was a very good coach. And that showed by the way that their team played. I was really, really happy with our offensive front, knowing that Tanner was limited and couldn't move the same way that he has been. I don't think that he was sacked tonight, which is an amazing thing. And then I really think the offensive front helped us with the run game again in the second half, of kind of taking over the game and allowing us to get into some rhythm and occupy the clock a little bit more while we were moving the ball forward. On the other side, on the other front, again, man, once we could kind of get settled into what they're doing and how they're doing it and how fast they go, which took just a quarter or so, or quarter and a half, simplified the plan, and our defensive front just did a really nice job without us having to really send tons and tons of exotic pressures, and they just played really hard. So I think both fronts really were the key determinant of the game. Field position shifted in our favor the second half. Third down stop shifted in our favor the second half. And then Garrett Jurgens, the punt return, that was a huge play in the game, and just fun to see him have an opportunity to make that kind of play. Really, really impressed with Tanner and just his ability to, with limited practice, to come out and lead our team. And special teams were solid, and just overall a good win. If there was a black mark or something, we had some pretty critical penalties along the way that made it harder for us in the game. But great win for our team. They're happy, I'm happy, and just there's a lot of work that's going into this season. And it's just fun to see the players smile and get some of the rewards from a lot of hard work. So I'll take questions.
Bronco, do you have a signal to start the fourth quarter or say something on the sideline? Because you guys have really been very good in the fourth quarter of the entire season.
I wish I could take credit for it. I think these players, I can't say I know what it is, other than I think their urgency increases. I think their determination increases. I think that their concentration increases and their execution, all of that. You can just kind of feel it start to happen. And I'd like to bottle that and maybe use it in the other three quarters, but maybe we wouldn't have any left if we did it that way. So that might just be the identity of this team. Hard on us all, I think, but the outcome right now is pretty good.
Can you talk about the pass rush? I believe you guys had 9 sacks.
We had 8 from what I was told. I think the school record was 10. Brett was telling me he was blocking in, and they just played really hard. You know, we made a few personnel changes, a few little tweaks with scheme here or there, but really it was just effort. And Bronson and Travis and Sione, it's like how to, and I don't even know who got them all, but just seems whoever we put in there, just they tried really hard. And that they were challenged to do that, and they did, and that allowed a team that was close to 600 yards a game and almost 40 points, that really was what change the game. And then when the ball was thrown downfield, with the exception of the first quarter, which was more my fault than the players' fault, once I kind of figured out how they were attacking us, but once I gave them a plan that they could execute, the secondary player did a really nice job.
In the first half, it didn't seem like Tanner's legs would allow him to get a lot into the throw, but in the second half, it didn't seem to be a problem. What changed for him?
I think it was just practice. I mean, it sounds funny to say that in a game, but he wasn't able to practice very much and do it effectively, and so I think it just took him a little time to get back up to game speed without many repetitions. And he just was, we were poised, the offensive staff was poised, they had a good idea of what he could and couldn't do, and then I think shaped the plan to suit that at a higher level the second half.
What did you think of Nick Kurtz tonight, and what did you see on that wide open touchdown pass to him?
I just saw he was wide open. I don't know what happened. I'm certain. I don't know if it was a double move or if they just broke, their coverage just broke down. Nick's almost his entire family was here today. And really fun to see a player play like that in front of his family. That makes it really special. So he did a nice job.
What were some of the defensive adjustments you focused on after the first quarter?
Yeah, I just started calling things that worked. I found out pretty quickly what didn't work. And I went through a bunch of those, and if I showed you the call sheet, there was just scribble marks on about 12 or 15 calls. So got those out of our system. And sometimes we have a little too much time on our hands.
Can you speak more of Bronson Kikuchi's play and how disruptive
he was? He's having a fantastic season. He tries really hard, and he's the catalyst in terms of leadership on our team because of just how solid an individual the man tries so hard. And I think he is kind of a great representative of possibly the identity of the team.
Right. Any update on Riley Byrd? He got a big run.
A hamstring, for what I was told early on. And his role, as you can see, is we want to keep increasing it. And I don't know how significant it is.
And Dan Reinker as well?
I don't know.
Just as far as that fourth quarter, you come back to tie it, and then they take the lead. Momentum might have been shifting. How big was it to then be able to tie it up and move in front, keep it going?
Yeah, it's just amazing. And you could feel the sideline ignite. But we were determined, and I think they were as well. I think what's happening now is we've been in this situation enough times where there's not a lot of doubt, but just optimism, and we kind of think we can just do it. And I don't know how it's going to happen. The players might know more than I do. They just think we're going to win, which is really fun.
How valuable is that as a coach? Just in the sense that that's something you can't necessarily coach up.
You can't. We prepare really hard, and we challenge mentally at a high level. And I think they trust us, but I think they trust each other. And I can't do that for them. They've kind of grasped on it.
What are your thoughts on your running game overall tonight?
Just kind of thought it was great. Our tendency right now, it seems like we kind of start slow in the running game. In the second half, we start either wearing people down or targeting better, and or just maybe we're in better condition. I don't know, but the second half, it changed the game.
Can you speak of Tanner Mangum's condition, just his hamstring?
We thought he was, I don't know, 80 might be an exaggeration. He was somewhere between 70 and 80% going.
Coach, you look a little disheveled. Was there a pretty good celebration in the locker room?
Disheveled, yeah. There was. There was somewhere between a mauling and a mosh pit and water and lights getting broken and ice flying around and music. It's good. It's good. There aren't many of those that happen, and so, man, when you have a chance. And they're so sincere, and the guys are trying so hard, and they're just smiling, and how can you not? So it's good. The show.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes.